a girl in Louisiana. Her name is Tessica Brown. Okay. Mm-hmm. She had a little bit of a situation. She did something that was, you might think, kind of dumb. And it went viral because she got on her TikTok and she showed us. So she has the kind of hair that, like, you know how some girls have, like, they're really into, like, hair and makeup and they have the big eyelashes and they always wear, like, interesting looking hair pieces and stuff. And she has that hair that's kind of, like, really slick to her head, and then it culminates in, like, a braid. You know, you've seen that look before. Mm-hmm. But she likes to keep that top part really tight and down really. Like, she takes hairspray and she sprays it down. And she's explained this to us, okay? Like, she says her hair doesn't move. That's her thing. And normally she doesn't like when it moves. And she uses this stuff called Gotta Be Glued, which is a really good hairspray. It's like if you want your hair to, like, never move.
Mm-hmm.
So she ran out of it and she grabbed what she thought was another kind of industrial hairspray, except it turned out it was Gorilla Glue.
See, what she thought she had was this, and I brought props for you.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so this is Gorilla Gel.
Gorilla Gel.
And this is really, really good gel because do you see how big it is?
Yep.
This mm-hmm. is $2.
Right.
And this is cement in a bottle.
Right.
So this is what this looks like. So if you see it in the store, you go, okay, that's gel. It's even in Spanish. So you can't read it. It's a Spanish brand.
It's confusing. Yeah. And the fact that it's called Gorilla, I've said this to you before. The fact that it's called Gorilla and then there's Gorilla Glue. And I think I even asked you, do people get that confused?
And here's the Gorilla Glue.
You have both. Oh, my God.
I have both. So they kind of do look kind of the same.
And they're both called Gorilla.
They're both called. Well, yeah, this is Moco de Gorilla. And this is Gorilla Spray Adhesive, but it's heavy duty.
No, and they're both yellow and orange.
Right. So, yeah, I can see where you can kind of get confused.
Yes.
But I do happen to have both.
Right. That's amazing. You do have, take a picture of that. Let me post it on our social media. Yeah, you know, when I first saw it, I was thinking, when I first heard the story, she put Gorilla Glue in her hair. I was like, what a dummy. But then I saw the Gorilla Glue spray,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, oh, that looks like hairspray. And then, yeah, like you said, there's that Gorilla hair product that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm no longer mad at her. First, I was like, she's a dummy. But then I realized, you know what? Here's what she said. Just first listen to her. Let's hear what she has to say about it.
Hey, y'all. For those of y'all that know me know, my hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No. It's not by choice.
A month.
When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with the little Got to Be Glue spray. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used this. Gorilla glue spray. Bad idea. Y'all, look. My hair, it don't move. You hear what I'm saying?
No, it does not.
It's not moving. It looks like it's painted on her head.
I've washed my hair 15 times.
It ain't coming out.
And it don't move.
Nope.
Right. 15 times she's washed it.
My hair. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. If you ever run out of Got to Be Glue spray,
mm-hmm.
don't ever use this unless you want your hair to be like that.
Because it makes this noise. You hear that?
Yeah.
If something makes this noise.
Like paint. Yeah. You don't want the spray paint makes that noise.
Okay. This stuff, I can't get off my hands.
The hair, your hair stuff or the glue stuff? The glue stuff.
The glue stuff. Glue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I use this for my studio. This is how I get the sound deadening up, is
right,
with this stuff.
Yeah, you get things to go on your wall and never come down.
This will never come down, ever. And when you get it on your hands, you have to wear gloves, because if not, it will never come off your skin.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Indoor, outdoor, heavy duty bond, clear color.
Here's what's weird. So she posted that TikTok and then didn't do anything about it. So I guess it went viral. And Gorilla Glue, the people heard about this and they tweeted at her and they said, "Hi there, we're sorry to learn about your experience. We do not recommend using our product in hair as they're considered permanent.
Mm-hmm.
You can try soaking the affected area in warm soapy water or applying rubbing alcohol." So that didn't work either. She ended up going to the hospital. The people at the hospital had to help get that stuff out of her hair. It was such a big story that Chance the Rapper came out and to help her and say, "I'm glad we're all supporting her through this." Like, this is some BS right here. Yeah, first I was thinking, like, this girl's dumb. Like, this is all about personal responsibility. Like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked at the can and I thought, I could see anybody picking up that can. Looks like a can of hairspray. Even if you don't have your Gorilla hair products and you don't know about those, just on the off chance you want to grab something, it looks like a hairspray can. And if you're a woman like me, you don't know about products, which I don't. I can see grabbing that. I think, you know what? First, I thought like she's wrong, but now I think she's going to sue Gorilla Glue. I think she should.
It says, okay, so here are the caution. Do not swallow. Do not get in eyes, on skin or clothing. Do not breathe fumes. It never says anything about don't put it on your hair.
Exactly. That's my point. It doesn't say, and I have hairspray that says don't breathe it in, don't ingest it, don't do all that stuff. And it's hairspray. So it's meant to be put near your face, near places where you breathe stuff in.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why she has this.
I'm on her side here. I think she's 100% right. But then I was thinking, you know, it always takes one person to have an incident like this, to be sort of the guinea pig to save the rest of us. I remember once I gave a gift to a friend of mine. It was this really cute little onesie for her new baby. And I was looking at the label to see what size it was. And there was a warning on the baby onesie. And I'm not teasing you. It actually said this. It said, "Remove child before washing." Okay. It said, "Remove child before washing this garment." It's like, that means somebody took that onesie with the baby in it and stuck it in, I don't know, a washing machine or something, that they had to put that on the label. I mean, blow dryers, do not use in the bathtub. Really?
Yeah, the Gorilla spray adhesive is going to have a warning on it about hair.
We are not hairspray.
Yeah, we're just stay away from hair.
Yeah, do not put this on your head.
Yeah, she's going to have to
wear this anywhere.
She's going to have to shave her head. There's no way to get that off.
Yeah, well, I was reading about it, and there is a way, but it's going to be painful for her. I mean, they have to like literally scrape it off her head with alcohol and acetone and all this stuff.
Mm. Yeah, like
it's not going to be good. Her skin's going to be a mess afterwards.
I still have it on my hands, and it's been weeks since I used it. I mean, this stuff is crazy. I don't know why you would have this in your house unless you're putting up sound deadening in your studio.
Yeah,
there's no other reason to have this in your house.
They have to change their packaging also. You know, that package, it looks like it's an aerosol can. That's not, or just put something on the front that it's clear that it's a household product for industrial work. You know, that cute little gorilla, I feel like, oh, you know, I can use this
on my hair,
on my legs, you know, like.
Yeah, but they don't sell this at Sally's. You know, they sell this at Home Depot. And
no, but they sell it at Walmart.
Not the Gorilla spray adhesive.
Oh, and I guess it's not in the beauty section.
No, it's not even near. If it is at Walmart, it's near the tires.
Right. They sell it at Home Depot. I've never bought shampoo at Home Depot.
No, and they don't even sell it there. So, and there's no reason for me to have this. Other than doing something in a, you know, industrial.
But who said that she bought it? It's not like she went out to Home Depot and went, "Hey, look, they have hairspray here." Somebody in her house bought that and put it in a cabinet somewhere. And she was like, "Oh, look, hairspray that kind of looks like you know, your hair products right there.
Well, and they're going to be pissed because this is $12. I mean, this isn't like regular hairspray. But I guarantee when she first put it on, she went, damn, this hairspray is good.
My hair's not moving. Well, yeah, that's why she had it on for a while. It's when she tried to wash it off that she realized she had a problem.
Yeah, you can't get it off.
Yeah, that's going to be a big lawsuit. I can't wait to see the change in the products and the warnings afterwards.